My problem with Lego Indie isn't that it's the fourth game to get the Lego treatment in 3 years. It's that there are just too many elements of the gameplay that still feel clumsy and unrefined. On the surface, the game hits the right notes. You've got light heart and rolling, some decent platforming sequences, and puzzles that don't take a lot of brain power to put together. But there are a lot of irksome aspects in the game's design. The characters' feet get a little dragging on the ground, so it's easy to slide right into a few pits when running through a platforming area, making you start over repeatedly. Some of the buttons have multiple contextual actions mapped to them, so you occasionally find yourself switching characters when you were trying to get into a vehicle, or hurling away an item you wanted to use instead. You can frequently get stuck in the level geometry. Sometimes your AI-controlled buddy character will disappear somewhere in the level, forcing you to run back until you find out where they got hung up and force them to get a move on.
Hit the Yoshi on! Hit the Yoshi on! Hit the Yoshi on! Hit the Yoshi on him. Now Super Mario that ho, Super Mario that ho, Super Mario that ho, Super Mario that ho.
I hit the Yoshi on him. That Super Mario that ho.
Hit the Yoshi on him. That Super Mario that ho. Hit the Yoshi on him. That Super Mario that ho. Super Mario that ho. Super Mario that ho. I hit the Yoshi on him. That Super Mario that ho. Hit the Yoshi on him. That Super Mario that ho. Hit the Yoshi on him. That Super Mario.
They vibe it to the song. Hey. Them boys start acting up. Hit the Donkey Kong. Oh. They roll so hard.